The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Friday, January the 3rd, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Pope Leo the X Excommunicated Martin Luther 504 Years Ago Today. And the time is 9:48 a.m. here in London, in England, making it, 4:48 a.m. on the east coast of America and 1:48 a.m. on the west coast of America. So welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. Okay, so let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day, so it may give you some ideas of shows that may interest you. The Paul English Show from yesterday. That's Paul English Live. Go to paulenglishlive.com for that. There's a variety of platforms on which you can download it. I choose a pod something or other because I just want... Well, they're all just audio, okay? But you can download that, whereas things like Rumble, you can if you've got, you know, downloaders that download Rumble. But it takes a long time because it's a very big sort of 4 or 5 gig file, whereas this does it quicker. So I downloaded that, and then there was, what's this one? Ah, yes, the second hour of the Jeff Rentz programme with Gary Holland yesterday, Strange Similarities Between, I highlighted that, I'll repeat that, Strange Similarities Between the Bourbon Street Horror and the Vegas Cybertruck Bombing. And then we've got Siege the Day with Dave Gahari and James Mason. That's from ftjmedia.com, again from yesterday. And there's been a new Richie from Boston video, which I get from his BitChute channel, entitled It Has Begun and It Isn't Terrorists. So what I generally do is I will listen to the shortest show first. So it would be Richie from Boston, then the Jeff Rentz Hour, then the Siege of the Day, and then the Paul English Live. But I've decided to do it in a different way round and listen to the longest one first, which means I've already... Let me see, I'm a little way into the Paul English Live show. 1 hour, 33 minutes. So, yeah, it's quite interesting so far. It's a bit of a chit-chat at the beginning before they start getting into news-y type stuff. So if you want to jump forward to that, I'd start it off around the 40-minute mark and go from there. But also, I've had an email in, and this is... Oh, no, before I do that, there was another show that I looked at. From the People's Voice Rumble channel. And the sort of title was enough for me. Gates Insider, Bird Flu Jab Causes Gut Storms, Trial Participants Shat Out Internal Organs. So, you know, yeah, I think I've got enough from that. I don't want to pursue it. But one thing I've noticed from the People's Voice channel recently, and I used to talk about their shows for a while on the Limey's show, had a little segment, but what they've been doing, for me, the way I see it, is some of the images that they use of famous people on their Rumble channel appear to have been distorted to make them look more evil, if that makes sense. It doesn't look like their natural image. I mean, I noticed long before I got involved in conspiracy material and all that sort of stuff when I was younger, that if you had a newspaper article and you had a guy they wanted to be seen as a good guy and a guy they wanted you to see as a bad guy, they would have the good guy would be in a great pose. Probably this was all, you know, I don't know if they had Photoshop back then, but he would be giving his good side. They would presumably produce his best photo or what have you. But the person that they wanted you not to like, they kind of ambush them and catch them with some stupid expression on their face, you know, almost gurning. And that would be the image they use of them. It's so cheap, as far as I'm concerned. And it does look to me, certainly the third and fourth along on this Rumble channel page of Pope Francis and then Fauci, it looks to me like they've been doctored slightly, their faces. And if that is the case, then it's not a good light, really, for me, because it makes one wonder if they're doctoring the information as well to make that more sort of clickbaitable and attractive to go to. But I certainly was following them for a while, and I still do click on them each day. It's just an observation that I've made. But then there are other images, second column, third down, Bill Gates to be detained indefinitely, and there's a Trump image there, and that looks like an ordinary image of Trump that's not been doctored. But you can flick through those and see if you think I'm onto something here, or if I'm not. As I always say, you be the judge. Okay, so let's move on to some mainstream media websites. We'll go over to the Associated Press, one of the news wires or news agencies. Let's just jump down a little bit and see what's going on. Further down the page, South Korea's impeached president defies warrant after hours-long standoff, so there's still issues going on in that country. They've got an article on Carter's quest for Mideast peace didn't end with Camp David. Well, there are different schools of thought on Carter that I've been hearing coming out this week. I think Jeff Rentz actually met him, and I think he was a very nice person to meet. But as with most presidents, they're not the ones with the power. It's the people behind them. And I think Peter did a great analysis of his presidency on the show that I put out on Tuesday. So you can find that at the website if you haven't already. And then Jill Biden gets the priciest gift from a foreign leader in 2023, a $20,000 diamond. So let's go and find out who gave her that diamond. And it was from Italian Prime Minister Modi. So there you go. Let's go over to Reuters. We'll start at the top here. I'm just trying to avoid... Now I'm trying to avoid duplication, and the article I just told you about the South Korean president is at the top on this one, so that didn't work, did it? Let's see. UK shopper numbers fell last year by most since pandemic, BRC. I think that's the British Retail Consortium has said. Trump calls to open up North Sea, get rid of windmills. Well, I certainly can't argue with that. These things are ghastly looking apparatus. I've actually remember being on a cruise and going past them and just... You know my feelings on this green business. I think the whole thing's an absolute fraud. And, yeah, it really needs to be dealt with. But I'd be very surprised if Trump is the person that's going to be dealing with it. Okay, let's have a look at the BBC. Now, the best thing for the BBC, if you've not familiar with the news website, scroll down and you'll get most watched. And there's five of those. And then you get most read. So I don't bother with the most watch because I don't look at any of their videos because I don't have a TV license. And in the past, it was you could watch anything as long as it wasn't live. But when I filled in my declaration last time, they were saying, oh, no, it's any TV now. And it's just amazing. So they're clearly widening the net because so many people are not paying the license because there's so many other platforms available. And also, maybe some of them are so sick of the BBC's conditioning and propaganda that they've been putting out pretty much since their inception. That was what they were put together for, that they've had enough and they're going elsewhere. And that's why the mainstream media are getting so upset. So, we've got an article about man in exploded Cybertruck was elite soldier and shot himself before blast. So, presumably the blast was on some sort of timer, unless it was one of the natural exploding Tesla vehicles. Who knows? A small plane has crashed into a California building. That's there. And, Meghan Markle... Well, we'll get into that if that's still the top of the Daily Mail. I did actually have a look at that earlier. So let's go over to the Daily Mail. And, top articles. So where did you get your ideas from, Meghan? The scenes in Duchess's new cookery show that feel very familiar, from Marchioness of Bath to Ladybug Bruschetta and even Kate. Well, I presume they mean Kate Middleton. Never heard of the other two. And, then you've got a knife fight between troops before incredible moment Ukrainian and his Russian killer pay respects to each other as soldier lays dying. Well, they are, for me, Russian and Ukrainian, they're all the same race pretty much. So it's just very odd what's going on over there. I think I heard... I'm not going to say who it was. I think I know who it was, but if I attribute them wrongly, I'd rather fail to attribute than attribute something wrongly. Was saying that this is all part of blood sacrifice, having the meat grinder type of Battle of the Somme war going on over there is actually a magic ritual that they've been running to appease the... you know, Satan and all that loves blood and death and all those sorts of things. So may well be onto something. It's certainly not a modern way of fighting wars, is it? Having this warfare with such high body counts on both sides. Some people might argue that was the whole purpose, is to wipe out hundreds of thousands of that particular race of people, the Russians and the Ukrainians. So anyway, let's move over to... CNN, I hate to do so, but we'll have a quick look over there, see what's going on. This is in its infancy, these websites. If you've got any that you want to suggest to me that I should be looking at, then please email me, rather, andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. That's andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. And one thing that I was going to mention, and it's right up there near the top on the right-hand side of CNN.com, and I never expected to see this, costumes and high drama, darts is now ready to break the United States. Now, I don't have any of these... say, for example, I wanted to have satellite television or cable, as you say in America, and I didn't watch any BBC, I'd still have to have a TV license, even if I wasn't watching the BBC. It's really weird the way that they are able to get away with it. Even though the money funds them, they're able to say, well, if you're watching any sort of live TV, then we can expect you to have a license, even if it's not us where the money from the license goes to. So it's some sort of nonsense that they've managed to tap into. The only way to deal with it is to essentially abolish the license fee and make them rely on advertising or subscriptions or anything else, because it's just archaic now. This thing came in, it never should have come in. We're the only country I'm aware of that has to pay for a TV license. The likes of America and stuff would be aghast at having to do that for the terrestrial channels like CBS and that were on long before cable. They were all free to my mind. But in the UK, they obviously realised they could get away with it, and so they did. And now there are people that are very reluctant to release the grip that they have, this little grift that they've been doing since the inception of the BBC. But anyway, there is the darts tournament. annual darts tournament in the UK, the world one. So you have darts tournaments all through the year, obviously, but this is the main one. It's a world championship. And I've been following it via a live sort of feed on the BBC or on Sky, where you don't get to see any video or anything, but they just, oh, this guy's won one leg and then this guy's won a set. So while I'm on the computer in the evening, then I have that as well on my windows, and I'll ping back periodically to see what's going on. And you've got the third seed playing the fourth seed in the final, which is actually going to be a good final, should be anyway. It's Luke Littler, the 17-year-old, who got to the final last year when he was 16, and Michael van Gerwen, who I think 34-35, he's won it three times. He's Dutch, Luke Littler's English. And they're both very good players. So it's something that happens at this time of year every year. But I don't really watch it. One thing I will say is, if you are interested in darts from a more historical perspective, I bought this DVD called Story of Darts, which is about 3 hours long. And it's very, very good because it covers every darts tournament. The original darts tournament, which was the BDO, which stands for British Darts Organisation. The current one, PDC, is Professional Darts Championship, I believe. But it started off in 1978. The DVD covers every final and some games leading up to it, up to and including 2003. So you've got 25 years worth. So all the classics are in there, the Eric Bristows, and then the Jockey Wilson, John Lowe. Then you've got the start of the Phil Taylor era, before he was one of the people that defected from the BDO in 1993 and joined the PDC when that opened up. There's no BDC footage in it at all. They wouldn't allow it, so it was only BDO footage. But I did see online, I think it's in two parts, Story of Darts. Now, it starts off with a bit of a history of how darts first came to be, and then you've got this Borathon guy showing you all these antique darts and what have you. Just fast forward through that bit and to the 1978 final, and they blitzed through all these finals fairly quickly. And the first one was won by a Welsh guy called Leighton Rees. He was the first winner. And then yeah, I found it fun to listen to because they got through all those 25 finals very quickly, and I would much rather be watching that than watching the final tonight, to be honest, because it's better to see a best of than sit through one of these lengthy games. So even if I had the subscription, I'd be hard pushed to suddenly sit there and just watch it. And anyway, that's my feeling. So let's move on to, we've looked at something from CNN, Fox News, see what's going on over there. A sibling of suspect in Bourbon Street bloodbath unravels terrorist descent into radicalisation ahead of attack. So, again, that horrific attack over in New Orleans. Still talking about what really made the guy do it, but they certainly won't do anything if they do find it's anything to do with immigration, things like that. They're not looking to change that at all, as many people are starting to see with this H1N1 visa program. In the UK, Mark Collett talks a lot about this. All we hear about is these boats, people coming across on these boats. But if you look at the legal immigration, it's going towards 1 million a year, I believe, certainly in the last year. That was the legal immigration. And that's never talked about, because that's the general plan to essentially change the racial demographic of Western countries. So you talk about what's going on in the border in America. It might be worth looking into what's going on with these other things, because what these people tend to do is they'll funnel you into a certain area, so all jumping up and down about people streaming across the American border, so you don't actually look at the official figures of people legally allowed to come in, and suddenly discover, well, your country is still being changed from what it was set up historically, and regardless of what is going to be done or not at the border. So never believe any of these politicians, but then you know that anyway. So Sky News, we could jump back to the UK, have a look at Sky News. Again, article about this bombing. And then we've got some disgusting individual who raped his 10-year-old daughter and was sent to jail for life here in the UK only a few weeks ago. He and his wife as well, I believe she went to jail because she was somehow, and I don't know if she was, I don't believe she was involved in the attack, but certainly some sort of cover-up. He has been attacked in prison, had his throat cut with the lid of a tuna tin, apparently, I read. So, yeah, that's the problem for people like that in prisons. I thought that they did have segregation for paedophiles and other people such as that. But clearly, if they did, that didn't help this guy out. Okay, so let's move on to Oddity Central. And we'll have to scroll down a bit because the article that I read yesterday is still at the top. They haven't updated it, but there's one that I noticed a few days ago. It was posted on December the 30th. There's a Japanese company, Ozeki Foods. It doesn't really matter what they're called, does it really? But they've been using their bags of popcorn as edible cushioning material. So you might buy yourself a computer or something like that, and rather than that horrible polystyrene-y stuff that I had to break up a couple of weeks ago, I broke it up so I could, you know, I took that back here to throw away because I can carry it in the bags, and then, you know, I've started breaking the boxes up to throw away at my mum's house, just any way I can of getting rid of the rubbish quicker. And these little bits of polystyrene, I had to literally, you try and pull it off and it would just go back on your skin again. I had to wash them off. It was horrible. But yeah, good idea, using popcorn as packaging, which is then something that you can eat afterwards. So I thought that was a rather interesting idea. Okay, so let's go over to an email that I just got in from William. A little drink of water. Have you ever checked out the old American television show Nash Bridges, sorry, starring Don Johnson and Cheech Marin, formerly of the Cheech and Chong comedy team? So that's thank you for that, Bill. I've seen the one episode, or a clip of one episode, that the guy from Miami Vice, his partner in Miami Vice, was in. And he actually went over to, he did an episode of Nash Bridges as like a cameo. And it was really nice to see the two of them again. They did it very well, like they were old friends and old colleagues. So it was a real nod to Miami Vice. I do apologise for not remembering the guy's name. I better look it up because I'll probably be accused of, you know, being racist because I remembered the white guy's name but not the other guy's name. So, yeah, just bring that up now. And it was, I'll know the name as soon as I see it. It was Philip Michael Thomas as Ricardo Tubbs. I know quite, he's one thing I most remember about him is that he didn't do much afterwards because he became some sort of, I think he adopted loads of children. So, I'm thinking of someone else, but he didn't adopt lots of children. He's got 12 children, so yeah, that's quite a lot of people to bring into the world, isn't it? But there you go, he's 75 now, Philip Michael Thomas. And let's move over. So going back to Nash Bridges, I was actually looking at that on eBay yesterday, and there's a Blu-ray of the first series or a DVD, not sure, but it's coming about £12-13, and I've got a few things to watch at the moment, so thank you for the suggestion. It's something at the back of the mind. If I saw it for £4 or £5 for the series, I'd probably buy it. But I'm just not in any hurry, although it is something that I am aware of. But thank you for bringing that to my attention, Bill. Okay, let's move on to independent news now. And we'll start off with Zero Hedge. So let's just Okay, so let's have a look at the time as well, because it was a longer show yesterday. Oh, it's longer than I hoped. I was hoping to get this sort of around the 20-minute mark. We're already at 25, so we'll get through these anyway. Zero Hedge, again, it's the similarities between Cybertruck bombing, and I think that that was something that we went through yesterday anyway, so there doesn't seem to be much of an update there. I said things will slowly pick up. Probably not until next Monday will things start getting back to more normality in the news cycle. Let's move on to rumormillnews.com, see what's going on over there. Jenny Tayer, this is the top article, went up today. The Israeli spy granted carte blanche to walk right in the alleged New Orleans bomber's house. So that's their top article. That's one thing I've not seen in the mainstream media that I was just reading from. Surprise, surprise. You'll have to look at it yourself to see if there's any credence to that claim. Let's go over to RT.com. And Kiev set to comply with Western demand to lower draft age. I heard that they were already, you know, sending children into battle. That was where I'd heard certain things. But it says US demands it lower the conscription age to 18 in order to bolster troop numbers on the front line of the conflict with Moscow. It really does sound like they're trying to eliminate a load of people over there, doesn't it? And the US is demanding that they eliminate even younger ones. Isn't that a kind of them? But then Peter touched on US foreign policy in a Tuesday show, and it's nothing new about wanting to destroy other nations. Indeed, he quoted an African leader who said that you're actually better off being America's enemy than America's friend, because America always turns on their friends. I'm, of course, talking about the hijacked America, the people who have hijacked and run the government, not the good people there themselves. So let's go over to rents.com. Already mentioned one of the hours that I downloaded. Let's see what he's been covering in his news. And I've just jumped down a little bit too far. Most people have no idea what's coming. That is a YouTube video. So that's an ominous title. I won't click on it just yet because it'll probably open up some advert. I think every YouTube does these days, doesn't it? And then you've got the Zero Hedge again article that I think I just mentioned about the Bourbon Street massacre. It's kind of, most of the news is sort of focusing on that. It certainly seems to have taken hold over there, which I'm a little bit surprised about. No disrespect, or I'm not dishonouring the victims or their families, but you seem to have a lot of shootings over in America, and this isn't one of the, you know, most major. Maybe you don't have these kind of, I don't know, it's obviously very sad when these events happen. But anyway, oh, here's one we'll just read to you. J6er exposes rapes by guards and chaplain in prison she was sent to for misdemeanor. So there you go, that's one of the people that Trump failed to blanket pardon before he left office. We'll see how quick he is to pardon them when he returns. HalTurnerRadioShow.com, let's see what's going on over there. Ah yes, snow this weekend, brutal mess for several big cities in central USA. Now, it's been getting colder everywhere, here included. But I've certainly been following this. The news was popping up earlier this week. I think I started seeing this weather bomb coming to the USA. So please make sure you're prepared for that. Don't forget what happened to a lot of people with the unexpected snowstorm in Texas. Was that 2 or 3 years ago? Where they're not used to that sort of thing, and a lot of people without power and all this sort of stuff. You don't want to be in that situation in the cold, so make sure that you are prepared as best as you can be. Let's go over to earthnewspaper.com, see if they've got any interesting bits and pieces over on that website. Looks like there's a video. Oh, that's my video at the top. There you go. Thank you, Mark. The I'm Talking to You, It's Deagle Time show I did a couple of days ago. So I have actually recommended that to a couple of people, not so much because it's my show, but I really tried my best to explain the background, where we are now, how the Deagle.com website no longer displays these figures, where you can find an archive of them, include the archive in the post so that people can really have a look through and just decide for themselves, is this just nonsense, not worth even looking at, or is it something we should give some credence to? And I was quite happy with what I did there. I think I got everything out that I wanted to get out without having to do a script, which is something that I'm trying to move away from because it gets boring just reading things off a page that you've written down. So let's move on to censored.news. So we've only got that left before we close out. And Ukraine ends transit of Russian gas to EU. Now, I'm sort of looking at that to see if it would be affecting our energy supplies here in the UK. But of course, with all these sanctions against Russia and stuff like that, I think essentially there's a few countries like, say, Hungary, places like that, that will still do business with Russia, much to the chagrin of the European Union. It's going to be those sort of countries that are going to suddenly now be struggling to get the fuel. So I hope that they've got other contingencies in place, because this is the sort of time where, especially when we see this, what they call it, weather bomb, things like that coming over to the United States, that we know these things can be engineered, whatever they say. There are videos out there of people talking about cloud seeding in Vietnam, stuff like that. They've admitted it officially. It's only when the likes of a Biden will come out, oh, how can they say we manipulate the weather? Because most people wouldn't think of that. They think it's fanciful, so they wouldn't look for official documents proving that they have been for a very long time. But stay safe out there. Let's be careful out there, as Sergeant Esther House would say in Hill Street Blues. And that being said, let's wrap this show up with the Before It's News Top 10. So let's see if we've had anything interesting in there since yesterday. It is 10:19 a.m. UK time, this January the 3rd, 2025, as I am reading this Top 10. So, number 10. Went up 14 hours ago, 113 people viewing. Wano Savin, Q Army 1225. Trump prepares to gut the deep state. Well, that is hopium for me if ever I saw it, but I hope I am proven wrong. Somebody needs to gut the deep state, certainly. Who wants a load of people deciding for their benefit rather for the benefit of the people who are supposed to, you know, be the people who voted in the country and supposed to have some say? It's just outrageous. Number 9 went up a day ago, 120 people viewing. Cliff High, explosive information that changes everything. Number 8 went up 10 hours ago, 120 people are looking at this. SGNon, shocking news, 1225. What about the people of Canada? What indeed? We know that there's been so many freedoms taken away from people in Canada. I'm surprised that a lot of people, certainly that I followed over there, like Paul Fromm, big free speech advocate, are still actually able to function in what they've been exposing for so many years. Number 7 went up 24 hours ago, 124 people viewing. Chemtrails pilot reveals plot to blanket world in death fog to kill billions in 2025. So this could all be linked in with this big freeze, couldn't it? But then again, how many stories have we heard about plots to kill billions that never amount to a hill of beans, I think is the saying. Number 6 went up 7 hours ago. 134 people viewing. WTPN situation update 1225. Deep state about to go down. Gazara bring power back to the people. Oh, Gazara's back in there again. Okay, number 5 went up 3 hours ago. 140 people viewing. Lieutenant Colonel Ricardo Bossi. A news treason. Big Q Trump intel. The storm has arrived. Now, that's another name, Colonel Ricardo Bossi, I've been seeing recently, but I don't recall having even heard of him this time last year. So one of these people that seems to gain prominence out of nowhere for some reason. Okay, number four went up 3 hours ago. 204 people viewing. Judy Byington. Unredacted. Be prepared for blackouts and war games. The storm has arrived. Number three, Mike King. I think this was number one yesterday. Major Trump Q Intel. The New Year surprise that will change the game. That went up a day ago, 220 people viewing. Number two, unchanged from yesterday, I believe. Dr. Jack Cruz tells all about everything. That originally went up 4 days ago. Still got 228 people viewing, so that's certainly getting a lot of interest. And number one went up 8 hours ago. 399 people viewing. New X22 report, January the 2nd. Trump shares disturbing message, sum of all fears, 2025. And just before we play the closing music, and we are at 35 minutes, so I'm going to be even longer than yesterday. I do apologise for that. I'll see if there's a way I can speed the programme up. Just let me know if you're enjoying it or not. But I try to get all these shows out first thing, really. But I may not have time to do tomorrow because I've got an early start where I'm going with Amanda. The best way to do this, if you don't want to have to keep checking back the website, because there will be a new show every day, just one show every day. As I mentioned on yesterday's show, that will be on the Sunday, the traditional Christian message. There'll be no Limey's show. So apart from Sundays, you're going to get an I'm Talking To You show right up until Peter comes back on Tuesday, the last Tuesday of the month, which I believe is the 28th. There is a subscribe button on my website. I subscribe to my own website. So when I post the show, I tend to get an email within half a minute with the show on it. So it does work, but at the same time, I can understand with all, you know, everyone being spied on, you know, do you really want to be associated with the likes of me? So you may be reluctant to involve yourself in the subscription. I don't do anything with the data, I can assure you of that. But it does automatically generate emails, and it just means that you don't have to keep checking back on the website. So that facility is there if you want to avail yourselves of it. I couldn't tell you how many people are in there or what their addresses are or anything like that, but it does work. So, okay, let's play the closing music. You have been listening to I'm Talking To You, episode 154, Friday, January the 3rd, 2025. Pope Leo X excommunicated Martin Luther 504 years ago today. I want to thank all of you for listening. Have a wonderful day. I'll be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, folks, bye for now.